Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamont, and welcome to the Monday Show. How's everyone? How was your weekend? Did you have a fun weekend? Did you do anything interesting? Anything you want to share? Yeah, I'd love to hear from you folks. I'd like to hear what you have, what's going on in your lives. If you have anything spiritual or not so spiritual that you've been doing that's kind of fun and adventurous, maybe you can give us everyone else some inspiring ideas of how to use their free time or their time in general. So if you have any ideas or thoughts or anything you did that was amazing, love to hear about it because it's shared with other people. Yeah, you can do it in the chat room or you can do it anywhere. Okay, so call in. You know, it's not about just calling in to get advice or spiritual information or what spirit may have to say for you to you or dead people. It's about sharing as part of a spiritual community. I don't know why I'm going here. Maybe spirit wants to do that. Maybe they're really interested in developing spiritual communities of like-minded people who can share with each other and inspire each other. Because today's show is about raising your vibration. And from my personal experience, one of the best ways of raising your own personal vibration is to connect with other people of high vibration. That energy kind of compounds itself. You become catalysts for each other and raising your vibrations. So it's good. So maybe that's part of what I'm doing here is to get people to commune with each other, to raise each other's vibrations, to get to a different place. So saying that, I'll take calls. We can talk about your vibration. I was thinking about changing my music to the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. I don't know if I can do that. There's a little bit of a penalty for playing music without authorization, so I have to look into it. But thinking about doing that, Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys, that's a great song. 1967. It's a long time ago. My, 66 maybe? They were way ahead of their times. Okay. Yeah, I could do a radio show. I'd do a, you know, music show sometime. Love to do that also, or a sports show, especially baseball. But moving right along and what we're going to be talking about today, usually I'm inspired for a couple different reasons to pick a theme and to do something with the show. So today's inspiration came from one of them. Also what I, and I'll mention another thing in a few minutes, but this is from the Abraham material from the book The Vortex in 2009. Making peace with my okay, let me start all over. A little cough to kind of fire up the engine, right? Making peace with my today will improve my future. It may sound odd, but the fastest way to get to a new improved situation is to make peace with your current situation. By making lists of most positive aspects you can find about your current situation, you will then release your resistance to the improvements that you are waiting for. But if you rail against the injustices of your current situation, you hold yourself in vibrational alignment. I had to throw that word in because that word kind of jumped out at me as I'm reading this. So let me start over now. You hold yourself in vibrational alignment with what you do not want, and you cannot then move in the direction of improvement. It defies law. In every particle of the universe, there is that which is wanted and the lack of it. Now, that sounds a little complex and a little – let's break that down for a moment, what Abraham was talking about here. Basically, if you hold on to things that are negative – things that you don't want, things that aren't positive. See, that's where I got this idea of vibration, because you need to align your vibration with what you want, what feels good, what is a good thing to have, right? What is positive that you want? You have to align your vibration. And I talked a lot about vibration last week, and this is just kind of a carryover in that whole discussion. Today's show is going to be more about ways of raising your vibration. You can say, well, you need to raise your vibration. Well, how do I do that, right? How do I get my vibration up? So I have a couple articles, two or three, some points that we can look at of raising your vibration. Now, why do you want to raise your vibration? Okay, let's answer that question. Abraham says, if you want to be in vibrational alignment with what you want. So let's talk about that a little bit more. Then I'll talk a little bit about a word I got last night watching a television show that I thought was rather interesting, which I'm going to incorporate into what I do and describing what I do. Okay, so why do you want to raise your vibration? Because simply put, and I should let Spirit talk to you about this, we'll see if they can give me some thoughts on this, kind of clarify it a little bit better. If you look at the universe and you look at God's source, you find that it is the highest form of vibration there possibly is. And in that vibration is the quality and the aspects of love. So love being as it is connected to the highest source of all life and all being is the highest level of vibration. So as we match ourselves to that highest vibration, we close the gap on what we want. In essence, what we're doing is we're asking for things and we're putting it out to the universe, God's source. We're saying, I want this, I want this, I want this. And the universe responds. But as you raise your vibration, as you get it higher and higher and closer to the vibration of the source of all good, you cut down the gap between you and what you want. And as you reduce the gap between what you want and the provider of what you want, it creates less resistance to getting it. There is no space in between, because your vibration is high, to create doubt, to create fear, to second guess yourself. If you're in that vibrational space of what you want in alignment with source, you automatically connect to whatever that is, and it automatically flows to you. There might be a timing issue because it might take a little bit longer to get it because of circumstances, let's say a relationship or a new car or whatever it is, or a new job. There might be a time delay. But by closing that gap of energy, that vibrational gap between you and the source that's going to provide it, you make it absolutely initiated, or it's initiated, it's started, the process is started, and it gains momentum as you get closer and closer to that vibration, and you stay in that vibration. So the momentum of it coming to you is overwhelming, and at some point you can't stop it. I hope that explains it. That's just kind of listening to Spirit and what they had to say. So that's why you want to raise your vibration, because you want to get your close that gap between you and Source, God, vibrationally, so that when you ask it, it's instantaneously received and started the process of getting it to you. And if you maintain that vibration, bam, the momentum gets stronger and stronger and stronger. So even if any negativity comes in, the momentum is already flowing towards you in what you want, and you can't stop it. It's going to happen. Now, the same thing works for a negative situation. If you're in a negative vibrational place, the same thing will happen. I got to check. I'm on this page on this, and I didn't look and see if anybody wants to talk to me. Okay, we're fine. Okay, so that we're talking about this vibrational thing. So that's why you want to raise your vibration, really. It just quickly ascends to the place where you can manifest anything you want, because they have no gap and resistance between you and what you want. And as I was saying, it works in the negative way, too. If you have a strong negative vibration, you have this strong energy that brings you negative things into your life, not what you want, right? All right, absolutely. So am I making sense? Anybody understand what I'm saying? If you're in the chat room, raise your hands or give me a little high five or give me a little smile or something that says, yeah, I get it. Yeah, I understand that. That's cool. Or I don't get there. I don't get it. I don't get it is okay, really. I don't get it is really okay, too. So let me get into the next point, and then I'm going to give you some articles on how to raise your vibration. We talked about why, It's an absolutely necessity if we want to manifest whatever you want now. That's why. That's why. It's especially if you want something that's really good, because we manifest by default sometimes. We manifest because we're in a thought process, and we're not in the conscious thought process of getting what we want, and so we just allow our thoughts to bring us whatever, you know, willy-nilly stuff in our lives. Okay, enough of that. Enough of those beautiful thoughts. So I was watching a TV show. It's on Showtime called Billions. It's about hedge fund managers and all this intrigue and power and, you know, money and power. And it's, I just find it kind of fascinating. Money and power is fascinating to me. So I was watching this show, and then there's a character on the show who's a psychiatrist, medical doctor. And she was described as a performance coach, because she would go into meeting with these traders and work with them to inspire them, to help them overcome the blocks that they have from being successful. Because I saw what she did, and I go, that's a little bit like what I do. Then I heard the word performance coach, and I thought, I love that term. I think that's an absolutely perfect term to use. I'm thinking about using that instead of an intuitive life coach, just an intuitive performance coach. Because to me, performance coach means you want to achieve things in your life. You want to accomplish things. You want to manifest things. You want to bring in a new job, or you want to bring in a new relationship, or you want to put yourself in a better position to create all of these things in your life. Absolutely, positively. But you're not doing it for some reason. So as a performance coach, we look at the reasons why not. And I look at this at the subconscious level, not the conscious level. I don't, you know, the ego has got its own trip going on, and we don't want to deal with your ego too much. We want to work from your ego, from the subconscious place, the higher self place, to find out where you have set up this ego resistance to getting what you want. What are your beliefs, your false beliefs, your personal beliefs that are limiting you from getting what you want? What are your fears that we can change and mutate into loves so that you can get what you want? So that's what I do. That's what I love to do. So we do a form of regression. We do a form of subconscious work. And I don't even have to regress you. We could just go to this place where you could tell me, you know, in your subconscious place, well, this is what my belief is about the subject. Let's say money, for example. Now we're going to, but this is all vibrational stuff too, because once you have these negative beliefs about yourself and the lack of love for yourself, you basically hold back from creating whatever you want in your life. You're creating resistance to what you want. You're not closing the gap to source, raising your vibration to source to get what you want. And you, the more you close that gap, then you build more momentum to get what you want. But instead of closing the gap, you're widening the gap. So you're making it more and more difficult. Your vibration is lower and lower. It creates a greater gap between source and what you want. And in that gap, that greater gap between you and source, God, you can fill that gap in with all kinds of negative things, negative beliefs, fears, and so forth and so on. I hope you understand. I mean, you know, I got people in the chat room, and I'm not sure if you're responding to this or not, or if this makes sense to you. So that's what I talk about being a performance coach. It's like a car. If you have an 8-cylinder car and it's running like on 7 cylinders, or the fuel mixture is wrong, or the computer is wrong and not operating correctly, your car is sluggish. It's wasting fuel. It's not using the performance. It's not creating enough energy for your life. And so as a performance coach, what we're doing is the same thing. It's like tuning up your car, making your car more efficient, better gas mileage, more performance, more horsepower. So that's kind of the analogy I would use for a performance coach, is like tuning up your car. It's tuning you up to get what you want in life, to achieve what you want. Because taking away all the carbon and stuff that's in your carburetor and whatever it is. Yeah, your fuel injectors, cleaning out your fuel injectors, right? Cleaning out your gas line, all that fun stuff. So that's what I do, and that's what I love to do. So if I can help you, contact me. You can contact me through Blog Talk Radio. You can contact me through Facebook, and it's listed there, so you can contact me through Facebook, or you can go to my website, and you can contact me through that. We can discuss what your needs are and what a session would cost you. I'm very reasonable compared to a lot of people. I just do it because I love doing it, and I would rather reach out to as many people. I love to do it. So let's get into raising your vibration. Any questions from anyone? Raise your hands. I know, it's like, yeah, raise your hand, sure. So, no questions. Anyone? Okay. Okay, let's a couple articles. And the first one I want to read and get into, and we'll discuss it. We'll let Spirit comment on it. I was kind of channeling before, which is kind of fun. I can do the channeling with the eyes open and just kind of focus. Okay, so this is an article from Waking Times. I like the name of this company, this WakingTimes.com. It's kind of a cool thing, huh? Waking Times. And the article is Christina Sarich, staff writer from Waking Times. And it's about 21 ways to raise your vibration. You didn't know there was so many different ways of raising your vibration, did you? For those who have joined me late, you know, jumping in on the show later on, I'm talking about raising your vibrations. I discussed quite a bit about why to do it. And I talked about this concept of what I'm changing. Instead of calling myself an intuitive life coach, I'm thinking about calling myself a intuitive. Perhaps I'll get to your message a little bit later, but I want to go through this article on raising vibration because it's all about raising vibration today. That's what the show's about, the theme. So calling myself an intuitive performance coach, kind of tuning you up to get what you want, right? Like your car, you know, clean out those injectors. Yeah, change those spark plugs, whatever it takes for you to. You got to change your spark plugs to run a little better, right? Reset your computer. Okay, well, enough playing with that idea, that concept. So let's get into this article, 21 Ways to Raise Your Vibration. And this, I mentioned the person's name. So change your vibration. So I'm going to jump right into this article. And okay, first point is there is a learning curve. You can't give up the first time you try to change your thoughts. So we're talking about changing your thoughts and thus your vibration. Change your thoughts, change your world. I think I forgot who said that. Was it Norman Vincent Peale? Ernest Holmes, somebody said, change your thoughts, change your world, or one of those people, right? Okay, so change your thoughts. Raise the vibration of your thoughts. Ooh, no more negative thoughts, right? So take out a journal. According to the article, take out your journal, write down your new thoughts. And the ones that reflect your experiences. Now, I'm going to stop right there. The article. Okay, I'm going to say to you, this is my thought on changing your thoughts. It's a paying attention to your body. You say a thought. The thought comes up. How does it feel? You got to check into your body. How does a thought really feel to you? Try it sometime. Just say something. And how does it feel? Does it feel good? Does it feel positive? Is it uplifting? Does it make you feel good? Or does the thought feel bad? Or is it kind of neutral? Neutral's okay sometimes. Better to have neutral than negative. So paying attention to your thoughts is all about raising your vibration. If you can pay attention, first thing, pay attention to your thoughts. Obviously, you're not going to pay attention to every thought that comes out of you because you're thinking so much all the time. And Spirit would say here, okay, what would they say? They would say to you, it's not only the changing of the thoughts, it's the thoughts that you're letting come into you that are very important. The thoughts that come into you are as important as the thoughts you're sending out. Because a lot of times the thoughts that you're sending out have a direct correlation to the thoughts that are coming into you. So paying attention to your thoughts, what are you listening to? And that's part of the article gets into a little bit. The article gets into that a little bit more. So we'll move into the next point and let Spirit comment on it. I got these advertisements all over the place. They drive you crazy, don't they? Sometimes they will drive you crazy. Find something of beauty and just appreciate it. Now, I love this thought. This is a cool thought. This is like a nice little way of raising your vibration. You can do that at the beginning of your day, right? Go for a walk. Look in your house. Find, and this is cool because if you're having flowers in your house, it's a beautiful way of doing this, right? Okay, it could be a flower growing from the crack in the sidewalk. It can be the glint in the lover's eyes. It can be a child's smile or lay a newly organized shelf of books. Just one thing, that's all you need. Something that you can appreciate. You know, you could walk down the street and you could see something that somebody's wearing. You go, wow, that's really pretty. I guess the flower. And having things in your home that push that energy out there, things that you can appreciate. Now, I talked about flowers. Having flowers in your room or in, as long as you're not allergic to them, right? As long as it doesn't affect your allergies. Yeah, the flowers are cool. So find flowers that you are not allergic to. Yeah, it's kind of self-destructive, isn't it? Self-defeating to have flowers in the house that you're allergic to. Not trying to be negative, but I just thought that was kind of humorous, right? I will throw out an idea right here talking about that. And I was thinking about this last night, thinking about self-healing, and I was looking for articles on certain conditions where you can self-heal. And it really came back to, and this has a lot to do with vibration, so I'm not off the subject completely, that, and I was remembering all these people who have healed themselves through laughter, that by laughter we heal ourselves. And I was reading an article about that, that if you can laugh 15 minutes a day, that you raise your vibration. You can actually self-heal by finding as many opportunities as possible to laugh. That laughter is that condition, that vibration that you put yourself in to self-healing. That's a cool idea. So more laughter in your life. Looking for laughter. They don't mention it here, but I think that's one of the best ways of raising your vibration is laughter. And it really is good for the body. It's good for the heart. It's good for the soul. It's good for every part of you. So make a point of finding something to laugh about. Now, they said 15 minutes a day. Can you do that? Can you find something to laugh at? What was I watching? You can find that in YouTube videos. You can find things to laugh. I watch lots. I was watching Minions, YouTube videos on the Minions as a composite of all the Minions from all the movies that they were in. That was about 10 minutes right there of just kind of cracking up, watching the Minions. I love the Minions. I love the expression, banana, banana, better than I do. But you know what I mean? Just humor. Use humor to raise your vibration. Practice it. Find things to laugh at. And I guess that would be the other opposite of that is don't take yourself so seriously. Okay, next point on this whole discussion, meditate. Think of nothing. That's interesting. Think of nothing. Yeah, think of nothing. I'm thinking about the word nothing now. Okay. There's more than more likely a more neutral and therefore more positive way place to take your vibration. Now, I would say I would twist that around a little bit. When you meditate, find a guided meditation that takes you to someplace that feels good. Find in a vibration in your meditation something that feels really good. And go on those meditations that feel good. Does that make sense? Find guided meditations that take you to someplace that's really beautiful, someplace that that inspires you, that someplace that leads you to thoughts and ideas that are inspirational to you. And so when you meditate on those things, you're automatically raising your vibration. Okay, next one, next point. How much time do I have? Anybody want to talk to me? I don't know if you want to talk to me or not. Oops, wrong one. Okay, I'm going to find my way back here. Okay, we're fine. I mean, I've got a few minutes left. Actually, quite a few. How come every time I do my radio show, all my Facebook friends, I can't, I have to train them to leave me alone during my show, right? Yes. So we're back to raising your vibration. Do something for someone else. Giving to someone else shifts your thinking from I don't have enough to I have more than enough to give to others. Abundance is a high vibration. Yes, sharing your abundance. Now, it could be your efforts, your energy, the helping somebody do something, helping somebody clean their house or walk their dog or you know, babysit or do something for other people, putting yourself out, you know, driving somebody somewhere because their car broke down or they're elderly and, you know, they just need help, or children. We all need help at some time in some way in our lives. We all need a best friend, right? Be a best friend. Be willing to help other people. And that's what best friends are all about. And it becomes very reciprocal after a while too, doesn't it? Helping others. And then the more that you put that out, that energy out there, the more willing that other people are to assist you. So that's raising everyone's vibration. The next one I found rather interesting, and I've never really thought of this one before, change your DNA. Now you're going, wait a minute. Oh, no, that's pretty fixed. I can't do that, right? But it says here that it has a vibration too. There are sound frequencies which, when listened to frequently, shift your vibration with 528 hertz. There are recordings all over the internet. And I'm going to put this in here for you guys in the chat room. So if you're so interested, you're going to find sound recordings at, let me do this correctly, pop that in there. So look for sound recordings, and that's the intention here is to change. I'm not guaranteeing it's going to work, but this is an idea. So shifting your vibration. Now your thought process, if you're doing that, if you're getting into that sound frequency of 528 hertz, is to think about how you want your DNA. Which part of your DNA do you want to activate? Where in your DNA do you want to activate to do this or do that to raise your vibration? Okay? Raising the vibration of your DNA. Interesting thought, right? Next point, listen to music you love. I like that point. Listen to music you love. It's not music somebody else loves, right? It's the music you love. What music inspires you, raises your vibration? Now, personally, I love classical music, but sometimes too many violins, and the whole thing is violins, I get kind of depressed. So if it's a concerto with a lot of violins and only violins, I'm going, okay, yeah, that's not getting me. That's not taking my vibration up. That's actually kind of depressing because it triggers back in a time of my life and I don't want to go there. Okay, it's not a big deal. But so find music that inspires you, that raises you. Now, I love French horns and I love electric guitars. So if I get a great piece of electric guitar work or French horns or some other instruments that I really appreciate or great singers or great lyrics, raises my vibration, right? The Beach Boys, remember? Remember we go back to the Beach Boys. Good Vibrations, that's a great song. And I'm going to try to get that as my opening song, see if I can do that without too. I might have to buy it, but that's okay. Nothing wrong with buying something, right? Buying something is cool when you really want something, right? Okay, so what are we talking about? Let's go back to the article on 21 ways. Stop complaining and gossiping. Ooh, that's a biggie, right? Ooh. You want to lower your vibration like really, really quickly. Really quickly gossip and complain about somebody. Oh, this person at work, oh, you can't believe what they did today. My boss, oh, you can't believe my boss. My boss is such a jerk. My boss is always, you know, making me work overtime when they know I have something to do. Yeah, okay. We're talking lower your vibration. Or my sister, oh, you can't believe my sister. My brother, my mother, oh, what a pain. Boy, what a pain she is, right? Stop complaining. Stop gossiping. That's the best thing to do. And, well, what do you do instead? There's so many things to complain about, right? Your life is just one big ball of complaining. Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later in this discussion, but how about just finding things to appreciate instead of complaining about, right? Why not find things to appreciate? When you start to get around people that are complaining, start focusing on appreciation, gratitude. Wow. Or even those people that you want to complain about. Ah, that boss, that mother, that sibling, that neighbor. Find something to appreciate. Wow. You know, they really have a beautiful yard. I really love the way they keep up their yard. They're so neat about their house. Now, they might be a real pain in other ways, but you have something to appreciate about that person. That raises your vibration instead of lowering your vibration. Oh, these people are always complaining about this, and they're always complaining about my dog in their yard, and yada, 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 right? No, they have a beautiful yard. They seem like really nice people. You know, they seem like really nice people. Okay, moving right along. Okay, next one. Move, not like physically move somewhere, but exercise, get active, dance. Now, dance is a great way because you got the music going and you got the body moving. So I would agree with them heavily. If you want to raise your vibration, anybody familiar with the Sufis, a religious group from the Middle East? I believe it's a form of Muslims. I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is. They spin. They're spinners. They dance. They spin. And it raises their vibrations as they're doing that. And they feel it's closer, getting closer to the divine by just doing that. So do some twirling, my friends. Get out there and twirl. Put some inspirational music out and twirl in your living. Oh, well, the song I'm talking about is called Good Vibrations. That's what I was going to put on as my theme song for the radio show is Good Vibrations. Okay, so get some, do some dancing, do some twirling, just spinning in the living room. Put some music on and spin really fast till you get dizzy and fall over and fall down. No, kidding. Don't fall down. Okay, so movement. The more you move, the happier you will feel. The exercise, the dancing, whatever it is, right? The running, the bike riding, the swimming. So some people love to swim, okay? Next one. Next point. I think I'll get through some of these. Most of these. If not, I'll be back on Wednesday. Tomorrow I have a personal day. They call it a personal day, don't they? Personal day. Yes. Do something a little crazy. Have you ever wanted to go skydiving? How about learning to dance? Well, back to the dancing again. Have you always wanted to try public speaking? That might create more fear. I don't know about that one, right? But do something different. Get outside the box. Do something crazy for a while. Do something a little crazy. So maybe a little crazy, right? How about a hot air balloon? Doesn't that sound like fun to somebody? Hot air balloon? How about rapids? You know, raging river rapids, right? How about going to an amusement park and riding some rides? Doing something outside the box. Raise your vibration. Get out of your ruts, right? And as they're saying here, it rewires your brain. So all these little ideas of how to get your vibration up a little bit more every day. Listen to ancient chants from Buddhist and Gregorian monks. They are designed to shift your frequency. Now, there's actual things that you can go to where you can join in on the chanting. They're called kirtans. and they're in the Sanskrit tradition, and they're from the Hindu tradition, and you can go there and you can learn to chant just along with them. And if you're in a room with chanters, your vibration goes a lot higher. So you might want to look into that. Now, a lot of times they do them at yoga studios and some other places like that, but they're around. We used to have a whole bunch here in Southern California, but they kind of faded a bit. You know, it's like a it was a fad for a while and kind of faded out, but they're still around. Or you can go online and you can listen to them. One of the best chanters that I know who in the Sanskrit tradition is called Krishna Das. There's lots of YouTube videos of Krishna Das that you can listen to and just kind of close your eyes. And it's a call and response chant. So the words are put out there in Sanskrit, and then you're allowed to respond to them. And if you listen to it enough times, and don't worry about making mistakes, you can raise your vibration by responding back to the same words. And Sanskrit is one of the most ancient languages, and it's also considered one of the most sacred languages. So try that. Try a little chanting. Raise your vibration, right? Okay, the next one, I'm going to skip some of them. Skipping right along here, because I want to go to a different article, and I want to go through all these. One is breathing, taking deep breaths, practicing your breathing, taking deep breaths. So you can do yoga, you can do Reiki, you can do martial arts, you can do Qigong, you can do lots of different practices in ancient traditions that will help raise your vibrations. You can create your own mantras. They call it mental reps. I call it mantras or affirmations. You know, like an affirmation is, I am perfect. I am wonderful. I am happy. I am prosperous. The I am expressions. Using those. Practice those. Make a list of the I am expressions. And then I am, you know, all positive. I am this. I am that. I am wonderful. I am an achiever. Practice those. If you want some, ask me and I'll help you get some. I have one of my clients that is always looking for mantras or affirmations and, you know, and to use in meditation, the I am expressions. And when you say I am, you're actually identifying with the next words. Instead of saying like, I am sick, well, guess what you're identifying with, right? No, we can't go there. Can't go there, right? I like the next one. Let me skip a couple because, you know, and the other thing they said was really kind of cool here was drink energy water, charged water. Dr. Emoto made this practice of steadying water and putting water under a microscope, and if using putting water in glasses with the words like love on it and taking water samples of that water and what it looked like. So look for high vibrational words like love, peace, right? And put a little strip of flat, you know, on your glass with those words. And it actually raises the vibration of the water. Now, if you have a water filter like I do, I just thought of an idea. I should put the word that I want on my water filter. So when I put water in my water filter, my jar, this filtered water, I can put the whole jar into whatever word that is, like love. That's a good one. I like the word love. Put the word love on there. How cool is that? Okay, so do that. We're almost done here. Like, oh, we're going on and on and on, right? You're going, really, George, stop. No, there's a few more. I'm kidding. How much time we have left? So many different ways of raising your vibration. So I've given you great ideas. What I probably should do is post this on Facebook. Yes, I did. 21 ways to raise your vibration. So I've now posted it on Facebook. So if you've joined me on Facebook, and then you can look at these. How fun is that? You can read these for yourself. So I waited to the end, so you have to listen to me, right? Okay, the last one I'm going to talk about, and there's some other ones, but I won't get into them. The American Psychosomatic Society published a study saying that just 10 minutes of positive physical contact with another human may greatly reduce stress and raise your vibration. So the key word here is hugs. 10 minutes of hugs a day. Ooh, So go around and hug everybody, you know, like strangers. I'm going to give you a hug, right? Remember, there used to be groups that would meet on the street and carry signs saying free hugs. So give some hugs. You know, hugging your pets counts. It really does, especially your dogs. I don't know about my cat. She kind of looks at me like, yeah, sure. You're going to hug me again? Yeah, are you going to feed me first or what? Yeah. Where's the food if you're going to hug me? Feed your pets. And hug your pets. Hug your dog. Yeah, that's a great hug. They say that if you look into the eyes of your dogs, you create certain chemicals in your body that are feel-good chemicals. And the word just escapes me. You may know what it is, because I don't want to give you the wrong words. But by doing that, you create that in your brain, the feel-good chemicals in your brain, by looking into the eyes of your dog, giving your dog a hug. But it also does the same thing for your dog. By hugging your dog and looking into your dog's eyes, you actually stimulate those chemicals in your dog's brain so your dog feels good too. So hugs work. Look in the eyes and hug. Yeah, look in the eyes and hug. That's a – you like that? I wish I could remember the word. I know the word. Oxytocin, right? Yeah. So, very cool, huh? So listen to it. I mean, try more hugs. Okay, we're done with that article. Moving right along. And there was something else that I wanted to do. Another article or two. Yes. Oh, I got 3 minutes. Maybe one more quick one. 8 ways to practice self-love, and I won't go through all of these. This is from beliefnet.com, and the author is Margarita Tartakovsky, something like that. Okay. So first way to practice self-love, and self-love is a way to raising your vibration, obviously. It's all interrelated stuff, right? Tune into your body. Respecting, honoring your needs includes noting what's happening with your body. Now, I talked about that a little bit earlier, that one of the key things here is raising your vibration is paying attention to your thoughts by paying attention to your body. So that's pretty much what we're talking about here. So moving right along, because I only have a few more minutes here, and I will be back on Wednesday. We'll talk more about raising your vibration, increasing your love, if I can get to the next page. Okay, so tune into your thoughts and feelings is pretty much the same thing that we've been talking about. It's a very similar idea. So you pay attention to your feelings and your thoughts, and by doing that, and then you just start putting in mantras, things that feel good, right? You want to move into, and then next one is live your dream. I like that a lot. This is a cool thought. And I'll probably end with this one, I think. I don't know. Knowing and living your dreams is a great act of self-love and also raising your vibration. Put away the shoulds and consider what really love to do. What would you really love to do? Anybody in the chat room, what would you really love to do? That's a good thought. What would you really love to do? What would feel really good to you? We're getting into feeling things. What activities bring you joy? What are your aspirations? What would you do for free? That's always a great expression. You don't have to worry about money. What would you do for free that sounds like a lot of fun? Is it skydiving? Is it jumping off of cliffs into the water? Or is it something more mundane? No, going to all the concerts. Like, I have this like little fantasy dream of visiting all major league cities, baseball cities, and going to all – I think there's no shared parks, is there? No. So it would be 32 baseball parks in the United States in one summer. Having the money to just whoosh, all over the United States, 32 baseball parks. Planning it all out, where I'm going to be. You know, because like you go to Texas, you can go to Houston – and you can go to Arlington, yeah, leave the West Coast. Yeah, and then, yeah, you could do a circular route. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just kind of spacing out here on my idea. Well, that's a good idea. Traveling the world. Now, that sounds like fun, too. How would you do it? Would you do it by plane, trains, and automobiles? Would you take a boat around the world, a ship? if you flowed to I so many different ways to see the world that would be so much fun, right? You know, you can take river cruises, you can take train trips, you can fly, you can rent cars. I think everybody has a little different destination. I think I would like to do the thing with the trains and maybe a cruise and, yeah, things like that. I wonder if they have Uber in Europe. Anybody know? I don't know. I have no idea. No, we have it here because, you know. Okay. I ran out of time. They didn't tell me. They didn't announce it. Well, I'll be a blue nose gopher. Well, thank you.